A truly stunning performance from a radio broadcast of a concert in Symphony Hall, Boston. From July of 1961, we heard Charles Munch conduct the Boston Symphony Orchestra in the ballet Daphne et Chloé by Maurice Ravel. If you thought that was electrifying, wait, there's more. My favorite recording of Maurice Ravel's La Valse, of the numerous recordings Munch made of that work for commercial release, was the first recording in mono he made with the Boston Symphony for RCA in the early 50s. The later stereo version, from RCA's point of view, made the mono version redundant, especially since that mono version was issued originally on a 10-inch LP, and RCA was phasing out 10-inch LPs, sticking with the now standard 12-inch format. I cherished my copy of the mono recording and thought it Munch's best. Technically, that's still the case for me for commercial recording, but this live recording we're going to hear of Ravel's tribute to the Viennese waltz, but with a definite Parisian flair and passion, well, it's just through the roof with energy. So here is Maurice Ravel's La Valse, performed live by the Boston Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Charles Munch in February of 1962. I distinctly remember thinking to myself, you gotta be kidding me, what an unbelievably exciting performance, when I first heard this broadcast recording from February of 1962 of Maurice Ravel's La Valse as performed by the Boston Symphony Orchestra, led by the 20th century French conductor extraordinaire Charles Munch. It, in fact, kind of ruined my ability to listen to any other recording of it. Okay, no, it hasn't, but I hope you agree with me, it's that good, as was the performance of Ravel's Daphne and Chloe we heard before it. That's more than enough excitement for 2 hours of classical muse for now. Join me again next time for more great performances of great music. I'm David Kavlovic. Thanks for listening.